USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top U.S. military leaders were questioned on Capitol Hill over their roles in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
It seems to me that you put a high priority on making sure that you were favorably portrayed by the D.C. press corps. You spent a lot of time doing that. Fair enough if that's your priority, but at the same time, we had a rapidly deteriorating, frankly, disastrous situation in Afghanistan, which resulted in the death of 13 soldiers, including one from my home state, hundreds of civilians, and hundreds of Americans left behind. And in my view, that mission can't be called a success in any way, shape, or form, logistical or otherwise. General, I think you should resign. Secretary Austin, I think you should resign. I think this mission was a catastrophe. I think there's no other way to say it, and there has to be accountability. I respectfully submit it should begin with you.
The 8th Division World Champion boxing legend Manny Pacquiao is officially retiring from the sport. Manny is also a Philippine senator. USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by IBM. Spain's Caixa Bank will boost its digital capabilities with IBM Cloud for Financial Services and onboard to IBM's first cloud multi-zone region in Spain. Supported by a growing ecosystem of more than 100 technology partners and fintechs, IBM Cloud for Financial Services aims to help financial institutions drive innovation while addressing risks throughout the supply chain. The new MZR is designed to help European clients deploy mission-critical workloads with high levels of security and address data sovereignty and regulatory compliance requirements. Howard Boville is head of IBM Cloud Platform.
Innovation has accelerated at an unparalleled rate as financial institutions like CaixaBank leverage hybrid cloud and AI technology to better meet client demands. As banks across the world strive to balance innovation with security and compliance, IBM Cloud for Financial Services uses built-in controls to help them protect data in the cloud.
To learn more about IBM and the global banking industry, visit www.ibm.com/banking.
Washington, D.C. continues its deadlock on the debt ceiling. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A standoff on Capitol Hill over suspending the nation's debt limit continues. Senate Republicans blocked a measure from advancing that would suspend the limit and keep the government funded to avoid a partial shutdown. Critics of the GOP point out that Congress repeatedly raised the debt ceiling with bipartisan support. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains why this situation is different.
The debt ceiling that was raised before on a bipartisan basis, according to CBO, covers the debt through August. So the debt ceiling they're going to have to raise on their own is about the future.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on Capitol Hill.
NASA's Lucy asteroid probe is set to begin its 12-year space journey on 16 October. Officials say the probe will travel further from the sun than any other solar-powered spacecraft in history. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 17-year U.S. Marine has called for accountability from top military brass after the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller has been considered a threat and has been imprisoned by military leaders and placed in solitary confinement. The military is accusing him of violating a gag order, yet Scheller has not been charged at this time.
We have a Secretary of Defense that testified to Congress in May that the Afghan National Security Force could withstand the Taliban advance. We have chairmen of Joint Chiefs, who the commandant is a member of that, who's supposed to advise on military policy. We have a Marine combatant commander. All of these people are supposed to advise. Potentially all those people did die in vain if we don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we did not do this well in the end.
The Marine Corps acknowledges the time, date, and location of the Article 32 preliminary hearing has not been determined, meaning he's been jailed without any form of due process. The military is preventing him from seeking legal counsel, and his parents are forbidden to talk to him.
And it's no coincidence, in my opinion, that they put a gag order on him and they put him in prison the day before they had to appear in front of senators and tomorrow in front of congressmen. I think that is fairly an act of cowardice. And our son, we're very proud of our son. Our son is a hero. He fought for this country for 17 years.
Stu Scheller on Fox News. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.